This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The signs are multiplying, Israel. The tremors deepen. For generations, we have watched Edom, that lineage of Esau manifested through Rome, through Christendom, through the empires that have sought to dominate and diminish the seed of Jacob, extend its reach across the nations. But the hand of Yahuwah is moving, and the foundations of their power are beginning to crack. We are witnessing, in this generation, the unfolding of prophecies long declared, the great and terrible day of Yahuwah drawing near. A scarlet thread, woven through the fabric of their dominion, is unraveling. It's not a sudden rupture, but a persistent, insidious fraying. Obadiah spoke of violence descending upon Edom, and we must understand this is not solely the clash of armies, though that hour may come. It is the violence of exposure, the shattering of illusions, the dismantling of reputations built on deceit. We are seeing figures once held aloft, pillars of their system now toppled by scandal, their hidden deeds brought into the light. A pattern of self-serving ambition, a disregard for justice, is being revealed for all to see. This is not accidental. This is Yahuwah's doing. Remember the ancient animosity, the envy that festered within Esau when Jacob received the birthright. Genesis 25. That spirit, that bitterness, has been a constant shadow throughout our history, manifesting in alliances against us, in whispers of malice, in open aggression. And now, Yahuwah is turning their own strategies against them, exposing the rot within their strongholds. The echoes of Yeshayahu resonate powerfully in this hour. He foretold a time of judgment, a time when Edom would be brought low. We see it in the fracturing of their influence, a shift eastward as their grip weakens. It's a subtle recalibration of power, a recognition, even among those who benefit from the Edomite system, that its foundations are no longer secure. This isn't merely geopolitical maneuvering. It's a prophetic sign aligning with the words of Yeshayahu 34, a scattering, a desolation, a turning of Edom into a wasteland. But while Edom crumbles, a different kind of building is taking place amongst scattered Israel. We are witnessing an awakening, a stirring within the hearts of those who carry the covenant seed. It is a resistance, not of arms, but of spirit. Communities are emerging, networks are forming, intentionally separating themselves from the Babylonian systems that have held them captive for so long. They are seeking Kodesh, reclaiming ancestral practices, and rediscovering the truth of their heritage. This is not a romantic nostalgia for a bygone era. It is a purposeful act of reclamation, a rebuilding of community based on covenant principles. We see it in the rising of altars, not necessarily stone and mortar, but metaphorical spaces dedicated to worship and remembrance. We see it in the gathering of scattered stones, the reassembling of fragmented histories, the restoration of lost knowledge, the strengthening of bonds between those who have been dispersed. This echoes the words of Micah, a promise of Israel gathering, of rebuilding ruined cities, of establishing a haven for the remnant. Micah 4:7. This resistance, this restoration, is not happening in spite of Edom's judgment, but because of it. The cracks in their system create space for new growth, for the emergence of a righteous remnant. Yirmiyahu declared a time of healing and restoration for Israel, Yirmiyahu 30:10, a turning away from the darkness and a return to the light of Yahuwah. That turning is happening now, slowly but surely, as more and more of our people awaken to the truth. Let us be clear. The modern state claiming the name Israel is not synonymous with covenant Israel. The political entity founded in 1948 is a separate construct, often entangled with the very systems of Edom we are exposing. Our focus remains on the scattered tribes, on the awakening remnant dispersed throughout the nations, those who carry the true inheritance of Jacob. The unraveling of the scarlet thread will not be a clean break. There will be chaos, confusion, and attempts to prop up the failing edifice of Edomite power. Expect misdirection, manufactured narratives, and false promises. Be discerning, Israel. Hold fast to the truth of the Tanakh and remain steadfast in your commitment to Yahuwah. The watchman has sounded the alarm. The time for preparation is now. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.